your host, Holly, and it's time for a little teaser talk. What's up, everyone? It's Holly with Teaser Talk, and we are live from Rocklahoma.
Hey, I'm Sean from Even to Death. What's up, motherfuckers?
Rocklahoma, America's biggest Labor Day festival, is back this September 1st through the 3rd in Prior Creek, Oklahoma. Pantera. Godsmack. Rob Zombie. Limp Bizkit. Plus Bush, Chevelle, Corey Taylor, Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, and more. Get passes and camping on sale now at rocklahoma.com. Presented by Bud Light.
What's up, everyone? We are here at Rocklahoma, and I am here with the one and only Marcos. Not Marco.
Yes.
We definitely cannot
make a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't look, first off, you don't look like a Marco.
Okay.
That's not
Do I look like a Marcos?
You definitely look like a Marcos.
Okay, cool.
You have
Spanish.
That Marcos energy vibe.
Espanol.
Absolutely.
Yes, Alice.
Correct. So, obviously, you guys who don't know, he is the guitarist for POD.
Yep.
So, welcome to Teaser Talk.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
I am so excited for you to be here. And like I had just said, we are here at Rocklahoma. You guys played earlier.
Yep.
What's your experience so far, and how have you enjoyed everything?
You know, we don't take any performances for granted.
Yeah.
We've played here before.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't put a record out in 5 years, so it's kind of one of those things where I wish it would have played a little later, but we know we got a new record coming out, and it all just goes back up. So we're just like, let's do what we do and bring to the stage our vibration.
Absolutely. You guys, I've caught you guys several times,
okay.
And you definitely bring the vibrations, you bring the energy to the crowd. So we definitely feel it as far as the fans goes. No. Obviously, we were chatting a little bit beforehand, and this is not your first rodeo. You have a lot of things going on for you. So I would love to touch on all the cool stuff you have going and like to talk to listeners about how they can, you know, kind of follow you and see that you on those journeys. But one question that really came to mind whenever we had the opportunity to sit down with you was, you know, you've been in the music business for quite some time. And, you know, specifically with POD, like, you guys have stayed true to your sound. And we live in an environment, I feel like, that's so fast-growing and ever-changing. You have the life of Spotify, new releases all the time, songs under, like, a minute are dropping, things like that. You always want to grab people's attention.
Yeah.
What advice would you give as a seasoned artist to those who are up-and-coming, who they want to remain, like, authentic to their sound, but also not get caught up in that fast-life lifestyle we are for everyone?
Well, you definitely got to be true to yourself. You got to also be open to growth, which is very important, and then you don't want to get stagnant.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, we already know who we are as a band. We're not trying to find ourselves. We know what our sound's all about, so we can't veer too far from that, because that's who we are. Let's take an example here. Let's say the Beastie Boys, for example, come out and they try to do a record like Simple Plan. Then you're going to be like, oh, and because Simple Plan is what's happening,
mm-hmm.
or Blink 182.
Yeah.
I'd be more upset, because I'd be like, oh, I love Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
So that's just a little analogy. But what I'm getting at is, as for POD, we know who we are. We know what we want out of music. It's a little self-indulgent. But we also know what our purpose is. We're here to bring good vibrations, but also we're here to encourage, enlighten, and, you know, inspire our fellow brother and sister with our music. So if we do that, then we done did our job.
I absolutely love that. And I think maybe that's where a lot of people miss the mark, is they're too caught up in the whole, like, oh, I want to be a rock star, I want to be this, I want to be that.
You can do that. Bono's the biggest rock star in U2, whether you like that band or not.
Yeah.
Carlos Santana's the biggest rock
star.
But they're still positive,
but
and
they
they're
have
still
passion.
Rocking. Yeah.
You said passion and, like, really having a purpose with your music. And I think that that was something that really kind of was an aha moment just now for me when you just said that. Because that is something I feel like a lot of people lack, is because they're too worried, like, they're too fixated on numbers. They're too fixated on number of views, a number of downloads, or a number
That's
of whatever
what
it is.
Being fed.
Correct. Yeah.
It's a popularity contest.
Yeah. So what advice would you give for somebody who, like, to not focus in on that?
It's the people, I hate to say it, this is just my opinion, it's the people that don't want it as much, and they're not trying as hard. They're still working and being artists. They're being true artists to themselves that usually get the furthest.
Yeah.
It's the guys that are trying so hungry and they're thirsty and they want it so bad. Some of those guys will make, but they don't last, or they just chasing the carrot the whole time. And it's like, you know what? We always were just true to ourselves. And you know what? That's what you got to do as an artist and as a human being. Be real.
That's what I love about you guys, is you guys are always, it's just positivity. It's good vibes. It's just.
And just because we're bringing that doesn't mean that we don't struggle. That doesn't mean that we don't have negative thoughts. But that's what, I was just explaining this on another thing, on another interview recently. And it was basically saying, you can work out your muscles, right? It's a daily grind just to get fit. It's the same thing with your mind. You
got
to work out and learn how to freaking have your mind grow in a positive direction. And you know, that's what I'm going through, what I deal with. And it's part of growth. It's not easy, but you know what? Once you get through it, it's all good.
I love that. And one of my favorite authors, actually, Hal Elrod, he wrote a book, and he broke down a formula of E:E ratio, entertainment to education. And to me, education is also part of like that self-development too as well. So I think that's something too people got to be mindful of. If it's like, if we're just pouring all of ourselves into, you know, say you're sitting there watching bad things, it's kind of
good
like
in, good out.
It's kind of like fast food versus like healthy food, right? Whatever you put into your system, that's what you're going to get in life.
And that's what we always joke around with ourselves. I mean, as a band, because you know, music is subjective, and I don't hate on anybody's art, but you know, we there's things we love, there's things we hate, and we're like, I don't care for it too much. But we never go out of our way to just talk trash about someone we don't like. We're like, hey, that's their thing, that's their hustle, they're doing it. But we always make this analogy. Some people want McDonald's.
True.
And they're happy with getting McDonald's. Well, for us, we want a nice 5 beautiful course meal from a top chef. And we like to look at POD in that way.
That is a fantastic analogy. Like Motel 6 versus like the Ritz-Carlton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. So,
not saying that we think we're Ritz-Carlton or nothing, but...
But you're... I would
our
say...
Mindset,
I would
our vibrations, our music, that's just... There's a lot of flavor there.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, that is super awesome. I really appreciate you diving deep into that topic, because I feel like that's something, especially with all the technology available, and it's easy for musicians to really put out something quickly. Yeah. And maybe not necessarily with purpose or with passion.
Our last record didn't come out until 2018.
Yeah.
We don't force it. We have to feel inspired to want to put something out.
I love that. So,
and the label kind of has to tell us, like, what are you guys doing? And we're like,
y'all still there?
All right, let's do this. 2018, it's probably time to do another record.
That's awesome. So speaking of new records, can you give a little bit of information or stuff that we can kind of look forward to?
It's going to come out spring 2024.
Very cool.
It does have a deep meaning because we wrote this record during the pandemic. And the album's titled Veritas.
Veritas.
Which, the old Latin dialect, it means truth.
I love that.
So, you know the scary Latin dialect that you hear in horror movies when the priests are praying over the demon-possessed person? Veritas in that language means truth. So this is our truth about our struggle during that time as a band, individually and collectively. So we were like, dude, what a cool way to say truth without saying truth, Veritas.
So you guys are Ritz-Carlton. I'm going to say that.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, cannot wait to look forward to hearing that new
album
single, and dropping it.
Well, it's technically the first instant grat track, which is coming out on social September 21st.
Very cool.
Is the first song we played today called Drop, and it features Randy Blythe from Lamb of God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You know, we vibed out with him a couple years ago, and been friends ever since, and you know, he loves what he does, but he's like, dude, I love to do different things, I would love to do something. And we just kind of, it just happened and collaborated, and boom,
that's a very fascinating collaboration, and I can't wait to listen to that. So you said
well,
that
guest
was...
appearance, like, yeah, we did the track and we're like, hey, what do you think? And he was like, hell yeah, let's do it. So
that's very cool. Well, I'm definitely now
that comes out, we shot the video for it already, we can't wait. So we got some good things, we're excited.
Very cool. So outside of the new album dropping, what do you have going on, your own personal, like, projects you got? Like, you've got a lot of things going on, like podcasts and things like that, right?
Well, I personally, I'm fascinated by electronic music. So EDM, deep house, it's just a whole, just because you play this style of music, people think that that's all you do.
Yeah.
For me, our band, we love hip hop, we love punk rock. But for me, the electronic stuff has always fascinated me. So during the pandemic, I started DJing more. So on my off time, I DJ LA, San Diego. I've been to Florida, and I do a lot of deep house electronica alternative with 80s music mixed in. So my DJ name is Marquitos. So my name's Marcos, so DJ Marquitos. So I'm very passionate into that right now and making a lot of friends in that world. It's a whole nother world, and it's pretty cool to go into that world. Nobody really knows that I'm so-and-so from this world. And
yeah.
Just trying to get gain some ground there. So it's a new challenge for me.
That's very fascinating. So,
and I like to dance and I like to group vibe and stuff. So I love it. It's
totally
a whole different energy. You know what I mean?
I love that. So obviously you have all these things going on, the new album coming out, your projects going on. Other than those, what can you share with listeners to look forward to for the end of 2023 and moving into 2024 from you and the band?
Well, we're definitely touring. Once a new record drops next year, you're on a touring cycle for about a year and a half to 2 years.
Yep.
We already confirmed 3 promo gigs supporting our brothers in Skindred at Wembley Arena in England, Birmingham, and Manchester. So we're excited about going back overseas because we have a lot of fans worldwide. Europe's a great market for us. South America's a great market. Just gonna get back into it and start getting in front of our fans and showing them the love that they deserve. It's been 5 years since we've toured like that. So, you know, that's why we're doing shows like this and taking an earlier slot, because we're like, hey, we're just gonna start kick the rust off and start see what it feels like to get back on stage and jam, you know?
Well, we are so excited for the new music and obviously the new tour dates and everything like that. Marcos, thank you so much
for
sitting down. It's a pleasure. And everyone listening out there, make sure you guys go follow them and obviously make sure you catch that new single dropping
Salud.
Soon. Salud.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk. Head over to teasertalk.com to subscribe so you don't miss out on another episode. Until next week, keep rocking.